Now, verses 27, and if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you, also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. Another complete judgment, you see. Ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughter shall ye eat. Now that seems harsh, friends, and seems it could never come to pass, however it did. And I will destroy your high places, cut down your images, cast your carcasses from the carcass of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors, and I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and I will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Now this is fifth degree judgment, and this judgment is extreme, and it was a result of the warfare in the siege of the cities. It was fulfilled in the siege of Samaria, as recorded in 2 Kings, and again in the siege of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, and later on when Titus the Roman attacked Jerusalem. You see, God made good what he said he'd do. And that land over there today, I think, stands exactly as God said it would after all these years. Now in verses 34 and 35, then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate. And ye be in your enemies' lands, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate. It shall rest because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when ye dwelt upon it. Now, why did they go into Babylonian captivity 70 years? Well, the 70 years correspond to the 70 broken Sabbatic years. That's in 2 Chronicles 36:21. In other words, for 490 years, 70 Sabbath years, which comes every 7 years, that's 7 times 70, 490 years went by, and you know what? They thought they got by with it. And finally, God says, well, I said that the land would have to enjoy its Sabbaths. He put them out of the land for 70 years. What an accurate portrayal that God has given. And if you read the next few verses, and I'm not going to take time now to read them, you have a prophetic portrayal of the nation Israel in the days of the Babylonian captivity. This is a picture that was actually fulfilled. Also, you find a striking picture of the Nazi anti-Semitic movement in this section here. You see, this book of Leviticus is really up to date.